Hello, GWA backstage. This is Darling underscore Jelly. And, well, I figured for my very first audio, since being verified, that I would try F. Stop Fitzgerald Take the Plunge questionnaire. Just, you know, to dip my toes into the waters of recording, I suppose. So let's just start. Why not? You know, I mean, I really, right now, I just want to see if I can record the whole thing without stopping. Okay. When listening to an audio on here, which is the bigger factor in terms of turning you on? The quality of the voice or the actual words being said? This is such a complicated question for me because I think it also has to do with the quality of the audio. I'm recording on my phone and I use Audacity to clean it up. So the quality isn't great, but I really need there to be, like, as little of the pops and background noise as possible. Otherwise, it really distracts me from what's being said or how nice their voice is. I guess to answer the question more directly, though, I think I like the quality of the voice a little better. Like, the voice of somebody who you just can tell has lived a little bit of life. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I like. Man, woman, I just love somebody who's lived. Okay. Tell us one thing about you, sexual or otherwise, that you have never told another living soul. No one, not one other person. I was thinking about this today because, you know, I was trying to get verified and just thinking about what I'd record and, I really am an open book. I tell my friends and my family and my past lovers a lot of things. I'm pretty open. I guess one thing, just because it's on my mind right now, because it's Shark Week, if you know what I mean, is that I've never said out loud how much I enjoy having sex when I'm on my period. It just helps so much. It makes me feel so much better. It makes it go faster. Like, you know, it makes my period a lot shorter. I enjoy it. And I don't really talk about it. You know, it seems to me like people seem or say that they're grossed out by it, even if they're not. Or, you know, they just think it's more socially acceptable to be grossed out by it than not. So, you know, if you're grossed out by it, sorry. But if not, you know, period sex. It's great. Try it out. Okay, let's see. What sexual fantasy, if any, do you still, in spite of yourself, feel embarrassed or ashamed of? Well, an easy one would be the whole daddy little girl thing. I'm not that young. Won't tell you my age, but I'm just not that young. So, you know, sometimes it feels a little weird. I know people think it's a, like if you have daddy issues, that's why you would want to call somebody that or to be called baby girl. But I don't really see it as like a daddy issues thing. And I mean, that's another thing. I'm not into the age play or the incest, but like a dominant who wants to be called daddy, I am into that. What else? Okay. Think of all the words and phrases that push your buttons. All the things someone can say to you that turn you on and drive you crazy. Now imagine you have to eliminate them all and never hear them again, but you get to keep just one. Only one. Which would you keep? It's not really a single word or phrase, but when a guy, like when they ask you, when they say like, huh? Does that make sense? Let me explain. Okay. So in a lot of these audios that I've been listening to recently, you know, they'll ask like, oh, do you like that? Or does that feel good? And then they're like, yeah, does that feel good? Huh? Do you like that? Huh? And just that like upturned sort of like forcing you to answer just, oh, it really gets me going. I think I'd keep that. That's really nice. Let's see. If you got a private message saying, "Hey, your real name, I recognize your voice. I know this is you." How do you think you would feel or react? Assuming the message is coming from a standard friend. Yeah, that would be highly embarrassing. I've had that issue on other social medias where I act like a complete weirdo. So, you know, it would be even worse here, I think. This is a side of myself that I don't really show to people. But I'm more than happy to let you all listen to it. If you were going out socially and were keen on getting some attention, what aspect of you, physical or otherwise, would be your first and strongest weapon? Let's see. This is a dumb one, but I really like my hair. My hair is really long, and it's really healthy and shiny. It's down to my hips, and it's wavy, and people tell me that it's pretty, and I think it is. I feel like a mermaid or something when I let it down. So, you know, maybe I would, like, put some braids in it, or just, like, make sure to brush it out really well and make sure it's all shiny and sleek. And I'm not super confident in my body, so I would wear, you know, clothes that maybe don't hide me, but just accentuate my waist and nothing else. And then I would just flip my hair around. That's so weird. Oh, whatever. Okay, let's see. Where are we at now? Okay, we just did that one. What would your friends say is the absolute best aspect of your personality? Oh man. I'm a giant goofball, and I really try to make my friends laugh, but it's like such niche and specific humor that it would not be funny to anybody else. So I would say, like, I would say, oh, they think I'm funny, but it's like not that funny. Maybe I like to think I'm a genuine friend. I'm honest, but not mean about it. I hope so. That's what I hope I am. Honest and not mean about it. Okay. When flirting here on GWA or in real life, what aspect of the other person will draw you in the most and fire your interest? I die for a crooked smile. Like, if they smile out of one side of their mouth, do like that little chuckle thing. Okay, well, I guess going back a little bit, it's like a deep voice, right? A deep chuckle with that side smile is just great. So great. Okay. Women, what is the strangest thing you've ever had inside of you? Men, strangest thing you've ever put your junk into? Okay. Kids do stupid shit, right? We do dumb stuff. Or we did dumb stuff when we were kids. And I remember with my first boyfriend, oh god, this is embarrassing as hell. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking letting him do it, but he put a condom on a banana and used that as a dildo. So a banana with a condom on it. We were safe. There was no, like, banana debris. It was just it was a banana. That's so weird. Ugh, gross. Okay, moving on. Name a member here on GWA who you would really love to take this questionnaire as well. I just don't know many people on here. I guess I'll challenge everybody who's listening to this. If you're brave, if you want to, go ahead. I want to hear you take the plunge. Yeah? All right. Thanks, everyone. Hope you enjoyed. Bye.